Hi, this is Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Joyner Morning Show, and it gives me great pleasure to introduce a young woman who is here to talk about a topic of great importance, especially to the African-American community, but a topic that we don't talk a lot about. Her name is Haley Dinerman, and she is the executive director of the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation. Hi, Haley.
Hi, Sybil. Thank you so much for this opportunity.
It is a great opportunity for us as well to have a chance to talk to you about something. And we talk a little bit in very, very broad strokes about triple negative breast cancer. What, first of all, Haley, is triple negative breast cancer?
Well, triple negative breast cancer is one subtype of breast cancer. In terms of breast cancer, there's always something that's fueling a tumor. For most breast cancers, they're one of three receptors, or sometimes more, that are fueling a tumor. And those would be estrogen, progesterone, and HER2. When you are triple negative, that means that the tumor in question does not exhibit any of those three receptors. And so there are no targeted treatments that attack those receptors. Therefore, triple negative breast cancer is simply harder to treat.
In the biopsy, is that how you are able to determine that it's triple negative?
Yes. The pathology reports will usually be able to determine whether a tumor is triple negative. And the thing is that once a woman receives that diagnosis, if she goes online, sometimes the information that she finds is incredibly discouraging. But what I would like to say is that triple negative breast cancer, when it's detected early, is highly treatable. In fact, chemotherapy can be very effective in treating triple negative breast cancer. So it's the type of diagnosis that, yes, you do want to catch early, but if it is caught early, it is treatable, and there is a lot of support out there through the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation, online, through our website, through our helpline, and there's a tremendous amount of support, whether it's financial or emotional, we like to think that we can assist women and their families from the point of diagnosis forward with the resources that we have.
Our guest today here on BlackAmericaWeb.com is Haley Dinerman, and she is the executive director. And as you hear, we're talking about triple negative breast cancer, and she is the executive director of the foundation. How do people reach out to you, Haley, and to get more information?
Well, the easiest way is through our website, www.tnbcfoundation.org. We also have a helpline where you can speak to a specially trained oncology social worker. That number is 877-880-TNBC or 8622. We have various advocates and a very supportive community through our online forums, which are also accessible through our website.
What's the number again, Haley?
The number again is 877-880-8622.
Haley, who gets triple negative breast cancer?
Well, triple negative breast cancer, actually every half hour, another woman in the U.S. is diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer. But it's much more common among African-American women, mm-hmm. especially younger African-American women. In fact, I would say African-American women are three times as likely than white or Hispanic women to be diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer.
Do we know why?
There is a biological reason. In Africa, triple negative breast cancer accounts for the majority of breast cancers. Mm-hmm. It's something that is currently under investigation and continues to be studied, but study after study has shown that 30% of breast cancers diagnosed in African-American women are triple negative. That's why it's an incredibly important topic for African-American women, especially since you can protect yourself with early diagnosis.
Now, Haley, we're talking about triple negative breast cancer, and as a daughter of a breast cancer patient, my mother died many years ago when the cancer returned, but Are you more likely to get triple negative breast cancer if you have a relative with it, or is it a genetic thing, or can it happen to anyone with breast cancer?
It can happen to anyone. Certain groups are more likely to get it. Family history certainly can play a part. But in terms of genetics, if you have the BRCA1 gene mutation, it does increase your chance of getting triple negative breast cancer.
So BRCA1, and when we say that, it's BRCA1 mutation,
yes.
Gene mutation.
Yes.
And so if we've inherited this, and we can get that through genetic testing.
Yes, you can. That is something that you can
find out. Or not get it, but get the information.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
You can find out whether you have the BRCA mutation through genetic testing. And if you do, that would put you in a higher risk category. And so you would just be monitored more frequently.
And you say younger, Haley, as a woman of advancing age, what is younger?
Younger is defined as premenopausal. Because many breast cancers appear in women that are postmenopausal, triple negative has that distinction where younger women, but we've seen women, as in their 20s who are diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer as well. So that's why it's incredibly important to just get into the habit of early, of self-breast exams and really understand what your risk factors are and how you can control them because, with diet and exercise and, being your own advocate, mm-hmm. monitoring your body and just trusting yourself when it comes to feeling that something might be wrong, seeking help immediately and making sure that you do go for your yearly breast exams, clinical breast exams and performing your own breast exams once a month can really go a long way in helping to detect early stage breast cancer.
We just observed triple negative breast cancer awareness day.
Yes.
At the beginning of March. And we're talking to Haley Dinerman, who is the executive director of the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation. And I keep saying that because that is really the key to getting more information. When you go online to the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation, TNBC, correct?
Yes, TNBCFoundation.org. Yes.
When the diagnosis is made of triple negative breast cancer, how does it look? How does it behave? Is it in terms of difference from other types of breast cancer?
Well, it tends to be more aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
It's more likely to recur. And because there are no targeted treatments, it's more difficult to treat. But that said, chemotherapy can be extremely effective in treating triple negative breast cancer. So nothing that I'm saying should be interpreted to mean that it's not treatable because plenty of women do catch it early, and even, when you catch it in a slightly later stage, it can be treatable. I'm not going to say it's nothing to fear because
mm-hmm.
breast cancer in any form is something to fear, but, it should, I think that a lot of the information that women find online is unnecessarily frightening.
Haley, do you have history with this?
A very close friend of mine was diagnosed with triple negative breast cancer when she was in her mid-30s, and that's how I became involved with the foundation. In fact, I'm one of the co-founders.
Mm-hmm.
And when my friend Nancy was diagnosed, there was very little known about triple negative breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So we started this foundation hoping to ignite interest within the medical community so that more research can be done,
mm-hmm.
And to really provide a supportive environment, for women who are diagnosed. Because when Nancy was diagnosed, there was really nowhere to turn where, advocacy groups really didn't have people that specialized in speaking to women with triple negative breast cancer because you have unique needs.
Sure.
And now we have that, and we like to think of, our constituents as, other Nancys, women who, need that help and need that support, the referrals, And whether it be, you know, financial support or, like I said earlier, emotional support and guidance through treatment, we like to be able to think that we can provide that.
I was on a panel last fall at the Congressional Black Caucus with Malak Compton Rock, and talking about this particular area. And it's just really reassuring to know that there are people out there who understand it and have such a passion for it, as you have demonstrated, but also talking about some of the other things that are necessary that for women who are going through this. Because people don't realize when you're going through treatment, the losses that you have, and we're not talking always just about our hair or other things. There's some financial things that you have to talk about, and especially in a very specified treatment like this.
Well, absolutely. And one of the things that we realized from speaking to our constituents was that there are, you know, a diagnosis of, you know, any serious illness, you know, causes tremendous strain on families. And when we heard that there were women who couldn't get to treatment because of transportation costs or childcare costs, mm-hmm. in triple negative breast cancer, that's a huge issue because so many women are diagnosed young.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted to make sure that there was a little bit of a safety net there. So you can also apply through the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation, through the hotline, for grants to assist with transportation costs, childcare costs, home care costs that are associated with treatment. So that was very important for us to be able to provide.
That's great information. I want to thank you for joining us, Haley. I think that people are going to get a lot of information about this. And my last question, I mean, we know about breast cancer in women, and we know about the breast cancer in men, and that it does affect men. Are there cases of men being affected with the triple negative?
There are, but we haven't seen much of it through our foundation.
Mm-hmm.
But the same advice and mm-hmm. Guidance that applies to women would apply to men as well. And if I can just say one last thing,
sure.
It's that Triple Negative Breast Cancer Day, which you alluded to earlier, did start on March 3rd, but it is a month-long effort to raise awareness about triple negative breast cancer and funds that are specifically aimed at, you know, supporting more research in this area and programs for women and men with triple negative breast cancer. Triple negative breast cancer really affects families, so it is, I guess, it's important for everyone to be involved.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone listening does want to be involved through our website, you can still join the TNBC Day effort and help to raise awareness and funds.
That's really cool. TNBC Foundation, TNBC as in triple negative breast cancer, TNBCFoundation.org. And the number is 877-880-TNBC. On your phone pad. Thank you so much for joining us, Haley, and giving us more information. And I hope that you will be around to talk to us at another time and give us updates on the progress against fighting triple negative breast cancer.
Thank you so much, Sybil. This was a wonderful opportunity for us to help, you know, spread the word about this disease.
Well, thank you for being such a powerful spokesperson. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
And can we also thank Ricky for putting
we
us together?
We can absolutely thank Ricky for, you know, this wonderful connection. Thank you, Ricky.
We love you, Ricky Fairley. And thank you again, Haley. And God bless you and good luck.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too. Talking to Haley Dinerman of the Triple Negative Breast Cancer Foundation. I'm Sybil Wilkes from the Tom Joyner Morning Show on BlackAmericaWeb.com.